The New Jersey Council of the Blind Chronicle, January 2011. We thank AudioVision, the radio reading service of the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, for the use of their recording studio to produce the cassette and digital formats that are aired on AudioVision and our website, www.njcounciloftheblind.org. We thank AudioVision's John Hart and our webmaster David Casterline for their technical assistance. The Chronicle is read by Bob Lucas. For more information about AudioVision, call 1-800-792-8322 or visit their website at www.audiovision-nj.org. The NJCB Chronicle is also available on Newsline. The New Jersey Council of the Blind's mission is to strive for the betterment of the blind and visually impaired community. The purpose of this publication is to provide a forum for the free exchange of ideas, opinions, and information that concern blind and visually impaired people. The New Jersey Council of the Blind, NJCB, is a 501c3 corporation, and all gifts are tax-deductible. Tax-deductible donations should be sent to the treasurer of NJCB. 4 quarterly newsletters are sent to members free of charge in either large print, audio cassette, or email. Non-members may request the NJCB Chronicle by email, and for an annual donation of $5 may receive copies in large print or cassette. In order to make the Chronicle better, we need and appreciate information from our chapters, from individuals, and from agencies and other outside groups and organizations which serve the blind and visually impaired. Articles to be included in the NJCB Chronicle, requests for copies of the newsletter, or membership information should be sent to NJCB, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638. They may also be emailed to njcouncilofthblind@verizon.net or phoned to 609-882-2446. All information must be received by March 1st to be included in the next issue of the Chronicle. You may obtain the current and back issues of the Chronicle and other information from our website at www.njcouncilofthblind.org. The NJCB officers are President John Vernon, 447 Bellevue Avenue, Apartment 7I, Trenton, New Jersey, 08618, 609-392-3674. First Vice President Frank Schack, 973-595-0116. Second Vice President Joyce Soa, 732-596-9675. Secretary Ottilie Lucas, 609-882-2446. And Treasurer Bob Lucas, 609-882-2446, 520 Ewingville Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08638. End of article. Meeting notice. The next quarterly meeting of NJCB will be on January 22, 2011, at the Trinity United Methodist Church at 1985 Pennington Road, at the corner of Pennington Road and Carlton Avenue in Ewing, just north of Trenton. Lunch will be served at noon, and the general business meeting will be at 1 p.m. The day's activities will be over at about 4 p.m. Call Bob Rindt at 609-912-0657 to ensure that Mercer County Association of the Blind, the host chapter, will have sufficient refreshments for all attending. End of article. Directions. Get on to Route 95 heading south, from Route 1 south, from Route 295 heading north, or Route 195 heading west to Route 295 north. Get off at Exit 4, making a left turn onto Pennington Road, Route 31 south, toward Ewing. Turn right at the fourth traffic light, Carlton Avenue. It is across the street from the College of New Jersey. Immediately turn left into the parking lot of Trinity United Methodist Church. The phone is Lucas's cell, which is 609-638-4232. In case of inclement weather, call Lucas's cell phone to confirm meeting status. End of article. President's Message. Hi, all. As I begin this message on Monday, November 29th, 2010, it is sunny and in the mid-50s, which is not typical end-of-November weather for New Jersey. But I will take it with a thank you and a smile. By the time you receive this message, it will be the beginning of January. I doubt that the high will be in the 50s. Instead of the sunny skies, we might even be slip-sliding away in the snow. We shall see. I hope that everyone had a wonderful holiday season with your family and friends. I also hope that 2011 will bring to us all good health, happiness, love, and joy. 2010 has been a very good year for both the ACB and the NJCB. The legislative accomplishments by Melanie Brunson, our executive director, and Eric Bridges, our director of advocacy and governmental affairs in Washington, D.C., are to be applauded. As I reported at our convention in October, both the Senate and House representatives overwhelmingly passed the 2010 Telecommunications and Video Description Act. President Obama signed this legislation into law in October. As you well realize, the past 2 years have been very divisive between the Republicans and the Democrats. For them to come together to pass this legislation in a bipartisan manner is truly a wonder. The other legislative accomplishment is quiet car legislation mandating a uniform sound emanating from all hybrid and electric vehicles when they are operated at or below 20 miles per hour. Quite obviously, the reason for this uniform noise requirement is the safety of both blind and sighted pedestrians who cannot see or hear these vehicles at intersections or on roadsides without sidewalks. As of December 16, 2010, this act has passed both houses and is awaiting the president's signature to become law. The NJCB also celebrated a very good year. Our convention on October 23rd was by all accounts a success that was enjoyed by all. Our guest speakers, Vito DeSantis, Adam Sapaniak, Dr. Bethany Fishbein, and our keynote speaker, Jennifer Velez, all enriched our knowledge and our understanding of blindness issues throughout the state. The afternoon workshops, developed and run by our own Audley Lucas and Bill Doherty, gave first-hand information and enhanced tips for both our blind members and their families. The last stop on our agenda, a panel discussion followed by an open dialogue on the direction of our future, was well thought out and enriched by all who participated. I will explain more on this adventure before our next quarterly meeting. Needless to say, this will be a 2-year challenge with input needed by all. The lottery that was held to lower the cost for all members who attended the convention produced many unexpected challenges that continued to be addressed. However, the end result was that each member's ticket price was reduced by almost half, and this is a good outcome. A new slate of executive officers were nominated and elected at our October quarterly meeting. Our new slate of officers for the next 2 years shall be Secretary Audley Lucas, Treasurer Robert Lucas, Second Vice President Joyce Sowa, First Vice President Frank Shack, and President John Vernon. I personally thank each and every one of you for your confidence in electing me for a second term in office. I also thank my fellow executive board members for accepting the responsibility for each office into which you were elected. At our next quarterly meeting, we will have a guest speaker that was arranged by Lauren Casey. Our guest speaker will be Marissa Nolan, BA, RN, MSN. She is a research coordinator for a nationwide sleep disorder study that is being held for totally blind citizens. This is a very topical discussion being studied in our community worldwide. We are very fortunate to have Marissa coming to report on this study and the possible applications involved. We will also begin to organize our YOA plan for the next 2 years. Y equals your counsel, O, our future, and A equals an assessment. We have asked for your concerns and desires for our future. The next article summarizes the discussion that took place at the convention. We will review our convention discussion in January, take any additional suggestions, and then proceed forward from there. At our April quarterly meeting, we shall answer any last-minute changes, and then implementation will begin. You, the membership, will be given the opportunity to serve on any committee that is of interest to you. It is hoped that everyone will accept the responsibility of serving on at least one committee. It is our future that is at stake. I thank you in advance for your interest and willingness to serve. I look forward to seeing as many of you as possible at our January 22nd meeting in Ewing. All the best, John Vernon, President, NJCB. End of article. YOA. Y equals your counsel. O equals our future. A equals an assessment. We had a brainstorming session at our 2010 convention. Five of our members gave their ideas to improve NJCB's effectiveness to reach and better serve the blind community's needs and interests. Those presenting were Joyce Soa, Lauren Casey, Ottilie Lucas, Chris Ward, and Doug Hine. All of these members brought different life experiences to the panel. We will begin to organize our YOA plan for the next 2 years at our January meeting. It was proposed that committees be formed having all members join a committee with a chairman to direct the agendas. Some of the topics suggested were transportation, reaching out to students and parents of students, seeking established groups to become chapters, reaching out to parts of the state where there are no local chapters, encouraging members to voice their opinions, membership, legislative, public relations, fundraising, publications, nominating and convention, including exhibitors, speakers, program, facility, door prizes, and resolutions. Also discussed were networking with neighboring states for regional conferences, joining national affiliates such as Randall Shepherd Vendors, women's issues groups, etc., and becoming active with ACB on a national level. We ask all members to contact John Vernon at 609-392-3674 with any other suggestions that can be discussed at the January meeting. Let's all get involved. NJCB is your organization. Your ideas and participation are important. End of article. Following is an excerpt from the January 1998 Braille Forum. President's Message, The Question, by Paul Edwards. At the beginning of a new year, it's perhaps appropriate to pause for a little reflection. It's customary to do what I have done before with this column and look back at the preceding year and ahead to the next one. I'm not going to do that. Instead, I want to offer some of my answers to the question I get asked more often than any other as president of American Council of the Blind. Can you guess what the question is? What does the ACB stand for? What is ACB's philosophy? What makes ACB different from the NFB? Though this question has been posed in three different ways, it's really the same question. I have often thought of dealing with this issue here and have avoided it because many will disagree with whatever I say. Disagreement is good. One of ACB's hallmarks is its tolerance for people with divergent notions of who they are and what ACB is. That, in fact, is one of the organization's characteristics. It is a fluid set of beliefs and assumptions that changes from state to state and from time to time. But, for me anyway, there are some core values that are at the heart of what the ACB is. Here are some of them. It is okay to be blind. That's a big one. It carries with it a whole set of other ancillary values. First and foremost, people who have meaningful vision loss are blind. Blindness is much more than just a nuisance. Blind people can and should expect society to make changes that facilitate the inclusion of people who are blind. These last two values may be areas where members of the National Federation of the Blind would not agree with us. Another core value of the ACB relates to expectations. We are absolutely convinced that there is not a one-size-fits-all blind person, quote-unquote, or that there should be. I believe that ACB values diversity and is tolerant of people who are at various levels of independence. Does that mean that we don't champion good training or expect a lot of our members? I don't think so. It does mean that we embrace people at various levels of competence and try very hard not to be judgmental about where these people are. In a very real sense, I think that ACB has almost instinctively adopted the people first, quote-unquote, model by placing individuality far above other values in seeing each other. And then there's democracy. ACB, as most of you well know, was formed in part because those who created our organization believed that states and individual members alike had to have substantial autonomy to express divergent opinions about without being penalized. So another core value of ACB is the notion that there must be room for a broad range of beliefs within our organization. This is a core value, and I think it is. It goes a long way toward explaining why we have never been able to produce the kind of coherent, easily portable creed that all of our members must accept. All of the divergence I have talked about so far has some real drawbacks. It truly has impeded coherent, centralized decision taking, and probably always will. That divergence has also made it difficult for us to arrive at positions sometimes. Where there is disagreement, we debate. This debate can often take many years and can cause us to take positions that may seem somewhat ambivalent to those who do not know us well. I choose to use a different word. Our positions validate divergence by creating a place where the majority of our members are comfortable. What I have written about here does not constitute a complete list of our core values. It may well not be your core list of our fundamental beliefs, but there is one more core value I think we can agree upon. That is that the ACB is much more than just a group of blind people meeting and working together for common goals. It's much larger than the sum of its members. It's a hug when you're feeling sad. It's a belly laugh at those in society who just don't understand. It's arms around each other when we lose someone. It's a place where you can feel safe. It's anger distilled into action as people die falling off subway platforms. It's people arguing and hugging afterwards. It's 1,500 people singing the national anthem. It's help and hope and hands and holding and happiness and hilarity. It's us, alone and together, divided and united, men and women, young and old. It's the American Council of the Blind. So when someone asks you what the American Council of the Blind is, or any of those other questions, you can show him or her this column. Will it tell him or her who we are and what we believe? Not really. Might help, but ACB is not just a philosophy. It's a dynamic, never-ending experience, and the only way you can truly understand us is to plunge right in among us and become us. And then, if you fully understand who we are, tell me, because I would like to know too. End of article. 2011, Social Security, COLA, and Substantial Gainful Activity. The Social Security Administration announced that there will be no cost of living adjustment, COLA, for Social Security recipients for 2011. A COLA is determined by the increase of the Consumer Price Index from the third quarter of the last year. A COLA was determined 2008 to the current year, 2010. There was no increase in that period, and therefore, there will be no increase in Social Security benefits. The COLA increase in Social Security benefits determines the increase in the Substantial Gainful Activity, SGA, amount. Since there was no COLA determined for 2011, the SGA amount will remain at $1,640. The amount for the trial work period remains at the 2010 level of $720. End of article. Adjustment to vision loss continues. Hello, all. As of October 1st, the Adjustment to Vision Loss Project has begun a brand new year. This new year brings new funding which enables us to look forward to a bright future. The AVL is now supported by a grant from the Merck Company Foundation. As in the past, AVL will continue to work to maintain and enhance the existing peer support groups and to develop new groups where needed. Appropriate referrals of new members will also continue to be made to your groups. And please feel free to contact me if I can assist you in any way. Effective October 2010, we will be requiring all groups in the AVL network to provide me with a monthly meeting attendance, since the new funder is requiring this accountability. The name, address, and telephone number for each member attending the group can be submitted to me in various ways, such as email, fax, U.S. mail, or telephone. This upcoming year will be an exciting one for AVL and the members that participate in groups throughout 14 counties of northern and central New Jersey. Thank you, Susan Venito, AVL Program Coordinator, Heightened Independence and Progress, 131 Main Street, Suite 120, Hackensack, New Jersey, 07601. Phone 201-996-9100, extension 26. Fax 201-996-9422. Email svenino.ber@hipcil.org. End of article. TBBC's Audiovision Cable TV or Internet. The New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center's TBBC Audiovision Radio Reading Service of select New Jersey newspapers is now available on television to subscribers of Cablevision, Comcast, and Verizon Fios through New Jersey Network NJN. Access instructions are available at http://www.audiovision-nj.org/listen.html or call 1-800-792-8322. Seven Jersey newspapers are available, as well as the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, TV listings, and grocery ads. If you currently listen to TBBC's Audiovision Radio Reading Service on TV via Cablevision, Comcast, or Verizon Fios on NJN's designated subchannel, you may also subscribe to Audiovision's Internet streaming service. TBBC is urging current Audiovision TV listeners to sign up today at www.audiovision-nj.org to give you an Internet listening option and the advantage of a 5-day archive of news in addition to the live stream you currently enjoy on TV. Visit www.audiovision-nj.org for a live stream or to subscribe, or go directly to www.audiovision-nj.org/register.html to register. End of article. In Memoriam. Caroline Tilton went to be with her Lord on October 15, 2010. She served the blindness organizations as well as individuals in the blindness field for many years. She edited, typed, and sent out the NJCB Chronicle for many years. She kept the membership lists, wrote many letters, drove large 15-passenger vans to meetings, conventions, and other functions. She chaired the Refreshment Committee of the Mercer County Association of the Blind for many years. Caroline was the mother of two blind children, Audley Tilton Lucas and Glenn Tilton. She dedicated her life to assisting people with visual impairments to live a full and productive life. The Tilton-Lucas families have requested that donations in her memory be given to NJCB or the Visiting Nurse Association of Mercer Hospice Unit. Thus far, NJCB has received over $1,200. End of article. FYI, for your information, accessible devices. If you haven't run across this website yet, it's one you may want to save. www.directionsforme.org. The Directions for Me website allows you to locate product information and instructions for a large number of products. The site offers you two methods of locating the information. The usual search method is available, and you can also find it by starting with a broad general category and gradually narrowing them until you come to the product you're looking for. The website was designed for use with screen readers and is very screen reader friendly. ACB Website Store. The new ACB Store website is now open and waiting for visitors. Please check it out. There are some new products, and more are on the way in the next few days. There's also a new look and feel to the site, so we welcome your feedback. You can reach the ACB store from the main page of the ACB website at www.acb.org, or you can go directly to the store by visiting www.acb.org/store. Happy shopping! Free eye exams are at Gloucester County Center for the Blind at Gloucester County College Instructional Center, room 425B. They started on October 12th of this year. Exams are done the second Tuesday of every month from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. They are open to the public for anyone needing an eye exam. Children under the age of 18 will need the signature of a parent or guardian. Appointments are not necessary, but recommended. Their phone number is 856-681-6128. Verizon Wireless Accessible Cell Phone. The Samsung Haven is finally here. It is an affordable, fully accessible cell phone available through Verizon Wireless. As of July 29, 2010, Verizon Wireless has in its stores a phone for blind and visually impaired persons, which is fully audible via Nuance Speech. There's no extra charge for the speech package, as it is already installed in the phone and ready for use out of the box. It is important to note that when you go to the store, make sure you tell the person assisting you to turn on the voices called readouts located under settings, then sounds, and down to voices. End of article. Chapter reports. Garden State Guide Dog Users. When you read this, it will be in the middle of winter. Our Garden State Guide Dog Users meeting will have been over since we met on Saturday, December 11th. We have a great deal of projects and possible plans for the future of this chapter. Many of them will be posted in the Chronicle and in emails. We will be adding 2 meetings a year by conference call. The first conference call meeting will be Saturday, March 5th, 2011, from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. The conference call number is 712-432-0180. The access code is 425-373-#. Our next meeting will be at the Curlys on June 11th. Those of you without computer access will be contacted by phone because we don't want to leave anyone out. We want as many people as possible included. I wish everyone reading this issue of the Chronicle a good 2011. I hope you had a joyous holiday season. Lauren Casey, President. Mercer County Association of the Blind. Happy New Year! MCAB had our biannual election of officers at our November meeting. Our new officers are President Bob Rint, Vice President Ottilie Lucas, Recording Secretary Susan Yoakum, Corresponding Secretary Jean Canella, and Treasurer Larry Morgan. Their terms begin on January 1st, 2011. We had a festive Christmas party on December 3rd with 46 members and friends. John Conti, our caterer, provided us with a delicious dinner with all of the trimmings. Stan Partica provided us with continuous holiday music. Santa, Harry Eberly, gave out lots of gifts and entertained us with his jolly comments. Marianne Eberly donated table favors with holiday goodies. Marcia and Larry Morgan supplied door prizes for all. Evelyn Eggert and her fellow Elks provided the hall and graciously set up, served, and cleaned up. We thank everyone for making this Christmas event so enjoyable. It gets better every year. We invite all members of NJCB to the January 22nd quarterly meeting at Trinity United Methodist Church. Check the meeting notice for details and directions. New Jersey Blind Citizens Association. The New Jersey Blind Citizens Association, NJBCA, commenced a year-long celebration of a century, quote-unquote, of service on Thursday, November 18th, at our much-anticipated 100th birthday bash. Champagne was flowing and the dance floor was full at the exclusive event held at McLoon's Rum Runner, which commemorated 100 years of unlocking opportunities for the blind and visually impaired. The event was attended by our most dedicated donors, volunteers, and clients. Quote, "It was such an amazing and fun event. For my wife Barbara and me, it was the best time we've had all year," said Jim Guerreri, longtime donor and volunteer. NJBCA was also proud to recently attend the Council's convention in Princeton, where many people were surprised to learn all that we do year-round. Established in 1910, the NJ Blind Citizens Association impacts the lives of the blind and visually impaired every day, allowing clients to live more independently than ever. Originally a summer camp for the blind, Camp Happiness opened its doors in historic Jersey Shore style in the Highlands in 1930. Through free two-week summer vacations, campers learned to live independently without constant help, a first for many. By the late 1980s, the level of independence of blind citizens reached an all-time high, and the demand for year-round programs providing training, support, and more followed suit. Today, the signature Wobser Day Camp in the Leonardo section of Middletown provides daily educational and socially supportive programs, including computer training, peer support groups, a fine arts program, and more. Quote, "I've been with NJBCA for almost 10 years since losing my vision, and it's one of the best things that ever happened to me. Without it, my life wouldn't be what it is today," unquote, says Charles Blood, NJBCA client. Quote, "It's been wonderful learning through the computer program and art program, and leading through our garden club and as president of our board. If our donors hadn't stuck with by us, none of this would have been possible," unquote. For those of you who couldn't attend our 100th birthday bash, please keep in mind that we have an entire year of celebrations to go. Currently, our focus is our logo contest, which runs until January 5th. If any artists out there, from novice to professional, would like to help update our logo so we can enter the next century of service and style, please contact us or visit our website for more information. To learn more, please contact the NJ Blind Citizens Association at 732-291-0878. info@njbca.org, or visit our newly redesigned website, www.njbca.org. Our site is now fully compatible with all versions of screen reading software and adheres to current ADA guidelines for accessibility. End of article. Mark your calendar. Saturday, January 22, 2011. NJCB Quarterly Meeting at the Trinity United Methodist Church in Ewing. See prior article. Saturday, March 5, 2011. GSGDUI Conference Call Meeting. See chapter reports for details. Saturday, April 16, 2011. NJCB Quarterly Meeting at Hamilton Township Public Library. The address is 1 Justice Samuel Alito Jr. Way, Hamilton, New Jersey, 08619. Watch for details in the April issue. Saturday, June 4, 2011. Spring Meeting of the Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped at Grace Lutheran Church, 600 New Brunswick Avenue in Perth Amboy. Watch for details in the April Chronicle. Saturday, June 11, 2011. GSGDUI Meeting at the Curleys. Watch for details in the April Chronicle. Saturday, July 16, 2011. NJCB Quarterly Meeting at Camp Happiness in Leonardo. Watch for details in the July issue. Saturday, October 22, 2011. NJCB Quarterly Meeting at Grace Lutheran Church in Perth Amboy. Watch for details in future issues. End of article. Note, disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this newsletter are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the New Jersey Council of the Blind officers and or members. The editor reserves the right to edit articles submitted for both space and content. End of article. And this is the end of the January 2011 Chronicle.